You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And you know what the worst part about this whole thing is? Is somehow LeBron James, again, talking about platforms, he has the biggest platform. He was looked at as like, wow, LeBron, he could be the voice.
Yeah.
He could be the, but you know what? He's a fraud. And it takes away from all the other things that everyone else has done positive. Right. People that are actually invested. The people that are actually invested in making a change. Man. He just said, oh, you know what? I could say the same thing, bro. I could say it. You want me to say it? Want to put a t-shirt on? I'll do it.
Hey, Bill Walton here, Celtics 1986. You're listening to the Causeway Street Podcast.
Back with another episode of the Causeway Street Podcast. We are less than a week away from the start of the NBA season, so it's that time of year, fellas. Let's preview the NBA. We're going to start with the Western Conference in this episode, so we'll put the Celtics to the side for a little bit. I'm sure they'll come up for Joel's in case you missed it, though.
I'm sure.
Yeah, Sean, you look worried there.
Maybe.
Yeah, man, I'm
Sean
good.
Really wants to just dive in some Celtics
Maybe.
Talk.
Maybe.
Let's go.
He didn't get the memo, but no, he's ready. You guys ready to preview the Western Conference?
West, yeah,
West,
baby.
I'm going to lose so much sleep this season because I'll be staying up watching these games, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Why don't you just go to bed?
Eight playoff teams.
Thank God for DVR, am I right?
I'm going to be just go to bed. Balling out.
Go to sleep.
Bro. I don't even have DVR, Sean, so thanks for bringing it up.
Well, that's poor people problems, bro.
I got to upgrade my system this year because I'm not staying up for all these games. That's the way to do it. Back when I had League
DVR
Pass,
it.
That's what I used to do. I used to DVR and watch it the next day.
Watch the next day and just don't look at the score.
Yeah.
Avoid social media.
I mean, it's not that hard to like not look at like a Rockets Nuggets fucking game. Like you can
but
go
even,
through the day.
Even
and
if you know the
here.
Score, though, you still watch it. It's still entertaining. I'm a basketball nerd. Like that.
I enjoy my time.
It's not the same as like a TV show when you knew someone died. It's a little different.
Same shit.
If you know the team won, you still want to see how they got there. Though.
No, I don't.
Same shit.
It's not the same thing. You think like it's that. The same? No, Joel,
I,
you think
I
it's
think
the same?
No, I don't think. But it's yeah. just. But
I can't watch a basketball game that I know somebody.
Did you know
who
the score?
Won.
Or you know? Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I can. I mean,
I struggle.
I don't prefer to, but I mean, if I stumble
like,
across,
I prefer to be a fucking psychopath.
No, like I know.
I really like basketball, but without the suspense. So
no,
I gotta know who won first.
Like I know, like if a certain game is on live, and I know that they'll repeat it later. Then I'm just, and if I can't watch it live, then yeah, I'll just watch it later.
See, Sean's that guy. Like something crazy had to have happened for him to tune in. Like.
No,
when Kobe dropped 81,
no,
he would
I still
watch
no,
that.
I still think he wouldn't even do that. He'd just go to like social media and see if there's video
just see
of
the
highlights. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I need it that point.
Yeah.
Actually, you're right. Nowadays, you can just see all the made buckets.
Yeah, yeah there's like,
the
yeah, there's like
games.
A 10 and 11 minute recap that's yeah. just yeah. like do, back and forth.
All right, so
like,
I don't need DVR though. I'm good.
Yeah, no, because I mean,
let's watch that
with the Celtics, for example. I know that every fucking game is gonna come on again a couple hours later. So if I didn't catch it live, I'm gonna
watch
the
replay.
I watch the replay.
All right, well, let's talk about the top teams that you guys think will be sitting at the top tier in the Western Conference.
Celtics.
Top five.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, West.
Yeah, in the West Coast.
My
in
bad.
In the West Coast, Joel.
Shanghai
Coast.
Sharks.
Shanghai Sharks. They didn't make it over yet.
That's really West.
That's
really East.
My that's bad. Actually so far out of the window of possibility.
Why do we go West, though,
nowadays?
When people travel to
well, just the fact China. That he said a Chinese team with everything that's going on.
You can't cross the Pacific. I was in that far, man.
I'm surprised.
You crazy?
But if it's East, why don't you go across the other pond?
Because, you know,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
This is Eastern Standard Time on this side, right?
Far East. It's just what it fucking is, bro.
All right.
So, top five Western Conference teams, and we got our sleeper team, right? So, what we mean by that is a team that'll be in the lower tier of the playoffs, upset the first round, and has the potential to go further.
Can the G League team make
it? We'll say that.
No?
Why do you guys do this to me? All right. Jeez. Weiss. Shanghai Sharks, can the G League team do it?
Hey, what are we going to start with? The sleeper team?
All right. Should I go first? I think I should go first.
Yeah. What are we going to start with? Top five or sleeper?
No, Joel, you go first.
Top five. No,
top five. What do you got for top five?
Top five. In order or just any?
In order.
Oh, I got to do it in order?
Yeah, right, man.
Dead or alive. Dead or alive.
All right.
Need a minute?
No, I got it.
Number one, Biggie.
Biggie, talking about top rappers, right? Of all time.
All right, I got the Clippers number one in the West.
All right, no disagreement over here.
I don't know. Sean?
How are we doing this? What's the setup here?
Yeah, no, it's got to explain it to him.
All right, you know what? Let's have Joel have the floor.
Okay.
And then we'll do our list.
Rebuttals?
And then we'll rebuttal.
Yeah, I'll just call bullshit when I hear it.
Okay.
All
right. It's probably coming right about now.
The Lakers number two.
No, I don't have Lakers number two.
LeBron James, then number two.
I actually have...
the LeBron Lakers?
I actually have the Rockets at number two.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Blowing that whistle.
Number three, I have the Warriors.
Still. Okay.
Still.
That's interesting.
I got the Warriors number three. And number four, I have the Lakers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And number five?
Number five, I have the Jazz.
Spence is killing me. Oh, the old...
I got the Jazz, number five.
The old music notes, huh?
The old music notes. The former team from New Orleans.
Interesting.
The old music notes.
I've never heard
it referred to.
I don't think any kind of jazz has ever been played in Utah, ever.
They don't even allow jazz.
Yeah, you're probably right.
The limits of Utah.
Mm. That's number five. All right, so we're doing sleepers first now, or are we just waiting until
wait till after.
All right, cool.
We can talk. I mean,
yeah. Who's your sleeper squad? What do you got?
Are we gonna talk about now?
Just decided to talk about it after.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's my top five.
How good he listens, man.
He's like, no. Let's see what he got.
we just decided.
I thought you were saying yeah, like you were agreeing. All right,
okay,
Sean. All
right, list. I have. Let me get my glasses on here. All right. I think I'll be prepared. I got Rockets number one, Clippers number two.
You love James Harden.
Nuggets number three.
Right. I actually think he likes the Westbrook more. But
Lakers number four.
Oh, well, we agree.
And the Warriors number five.
Oh,
well,
okay. Okay. You got the Warriors in top five as well.
Top five.
All right. I got the Clippers at number one.
Such a pussy pick.
Bro, I've been saying that since July. Come on,
man.
This is
like a Kawhi, cool yeah.
Number two, I got the Utah Jazz. Mm. This will be
number two.
My favorite team to watch this
numero
season.
Deuce.
Number two.
Okay.
Number two.
Not the Utah. Clippers.
Not the Clippers. No, Clippers are number one, man.
No, I'm saying, but not the Clippers is your favorite team to watch.
Well, no, Clippers will be the best team to watch, but the Jazz will be my favorite to watch.
All right.
Yeah. Number three, I'm going. It's a little tough here for me. I'm going to go with the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets are going to squeeze out the Rockets. I think the Rockets are going to drop a handful of games here and there. Great. All right. We're going to wait to see how they can respond defensively.
All right. So you got the Nuggets and the Jazz. All right. Cut.
Yep. And number five, the Warriors.
Wait, who do you have for number four? The Rockets?
The Rockets.
So you don't have the Lakers in the top five?
Nope.
Okay. Let's get into this, bad boy.
Nope.
All right. So.
What made you put the Clippers in top five? Because I was close. Oh, excuse me, the Lakers. What made you put the Lakers in your top five? Because I was really close, and I thought about it, and I look at all the other teams. I just think as overall team, five teams look better than the Lakers.
I don't believe in the Jazz.
At least five.
I don't believe in the Jazz. That's my thing.
I don't believe in the Nuggets.
I don't believe in the Jazz because, they got Connelly.
Have you guys seen the Joker, by the way? He looks like he's 30 pounds overweight. The fuck happened to him?
He'll be all right.
All right.
He'll be all right.
That was just me, but okay.
He'll be all right. Don't worry about the Joker. He's always coming back. No, I mean, the thing that makes the Lakers and Warriors still sneaking around in the top five there is I just don't believe in the Jazz, man.
Why?
I feel like the Jazz are going to be like the Trailblazers. Like, there's some talent there. They have a little bit of, you know, team chemistry, but they just don't have something to put them over the top. That's the thing. I think last year you saw when the Nuggets, when Jokic just plays, he could take over games. He's top five player in, you know, MVP voting, I think that you'll see this year. He'll be right up there. He's a budding superstar where I just don't see anybody on the Jazz as a budding superstar other than Donovan Mitchell, but I think he's a couple years away.
A couple years away? See, that's the thing. I think he's the biggest reason why I put them that high. I think this is going to be the year where he takes it up another notch.
So if that team was in the East, then I would probably be talking the same way I'm talking about Tatum, about Mitchell.
Yeah, but Sean, they weren't that far behind last year, and they added guys like Mike Conley.
Did they even make the playoffs last year?
And Bogdanovich. Yeah, of course they did.
Yeah, they did.
They got the 7th seed?
Dude, they were 5th. They won 50 games last year, which was huge.
Yeah, all right. I still don't believe in the Jazz. I don't know what it is about the Jazz. I just don't believe
it. I mean, they finally, to me... Other than Mitchell, I think he's going to be, if not an all-star, damn near one because the West is tough. But they finally have a veteran point guard, even though Rubio he played pretty well for them the last couple of years, but and Conley. And Conley's finally ready to, like, shed that injury-prone label and, like, ready to just do his thing.
Right. Reach that stage that he hasn't reached in quite some time.
Yeah.
And I think when you add someone like that with a veteran leadership who's not being asked to be the first or second option, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Plus, you can't sleep on his defense, man. That backcourt shot between him and between him and
Donovich? I like that.
Donovich? Between him and Donovich, that's a strong backcourt on both ends.
He did it again.
I mean, between... damn it.
Yeah, between him is a baller.
Between him and Donovan... That's a strong backcourt on both ends of the floor. Tell
you, dude. Donovan.
I can't believe you're sleeping on him like this.
Nah, man. I don't know, man. I think
I thought you were a huge Bogdanovich guy. You got another shooter.
I could easily put them over the Warriors. I could do that. I could easily put them over the Warriors. But I just think that, you know, that they're a 5-6 seed in the West. I just think that's where they're going to be. And maybe they can make a little noise in the playoffs. Maybe. But I don't have enough faith with them right now to put them in my top five. I just don't.
All right. Which team do you... have a lot of faith in, because obviously the Clippers are up there.
The Houston Rockets.
What made you put the Rockets that high?
Yeah, the Rockets to me. No, man, the Rockets to me are going to come out of the Western Conference.
Like I feel like I even put them too high. I have them at number two.
So
but
you think they'll win the West?
I think they're going to win the West. They're going to be the number one team coming out of the West.
But how though?
Okay, how is because this is why. I think I said this on another episode, but duos. These dynamic duos that are coming together, these super teams.
Okay,
they're going to take a little bit of time to gel. Harden and Westbrook have played together in the past. There is legitimately...
About that tandem. What I'm worried about when it comes to Houston Rockets and them finishing that high is the rest of the guys.
See, but I'm not, because other teams...
Especially if Gerald Green's not in the mix.
It seems like he...
Well, he got hurt recently, and they don't know how severe it is, but it's not looking good.
It's bad.
Like, dead?
No.
Is he in critical condition? The way you guys just slowed me down there.
Not that severe.
It's on life support, bro.
Damn it, bro. Sorry, man. All right, Rockets are number three, bro. All right. no.
But so, obviously it starts with those two guys.
But for real, obviously, man, you got so much offensive firepower. The rest of the team just needs to be built around defense. That's what they did. They went home. They got Daniel House. They got PJ Tucker. They have Clint Capella. Those are just defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just going to have a good defensive lineup.
That's a guy, Ryan Anderson. How defensive is he?
He's not going to fucking play. He's not even going to come close to sniffing time. They also got Nene,
They also have D'Antoni still as their coach.
Yes, but I think there's a reason.
Doesn't know how to fucking drop any defensive plays.
And they don't need to. They got defensive-minded players there to match with Westbrook, Harden, and Eric Gordon. I mean, that's a big time three-time scoring part.
The only way works.
This is the kind of team that I think could get as far as you're saying. They do have a chance to come out of the West. I'm not saying that's out of the realm of possibility, but they're not going to be a team that's going to finish top two in the Western Conference. I could be wrong, but that's my prediction.
Here's why. If there's two players in the Western Conference that have something to prove right now, it's Harden and Westbrook.
And you think they'll do most of that in the regular season?
They're the only ones out there. The only duo out there that has no hardware.
Yeah, but those
they are the
two,
only other than Lillard and McCollum, but
those two, the way they play, the way they've been playing the last few years, one of them has to take a step back.
And you know what?
It's not gonna work if they're gonna
figure it out. I think the only two players that could work with each one of those players, like the only player that could work with Harden is Westbrook. And I think the only player that could work with Westbrook is Harden, because they're cut from the same cloth, they have something to prove. They both have reached everything you can possibly reach as an individual player except the title. All and right, I think so, that's the only thing they're going to be obsessed with.
Essentially,
if they can pull it together, man.
You think they'll struggle? You think they'll
they're going to struggle because essentially you got rid of.
You think there'll be conflict, or you just think they'll struggle?
You got rid of a leader. I think Chris Paul is a better leader, in my opinion, than Westbrook. And you got rid of a better shooter. So essentially, you're like, all right, we're gonna trade for a younger point guard, a healthier point guard, because, you know, let's face it, Chris Paul doesn't play any more than 50 games.
A better basketball
player. Yeah. And better in what sense, though?
Every way.
Better in what sense? They both average double digits in assists.
I think what Joel's trying to say is he better for this team?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, Chris Paul has not been good for any team he's ever played on.
If D'Antoni wasn't the coach, if D'Antoni wasn't the coach, then I'd say, yeah, they have a shot.
Why did the Clippers break up? Because no one fucking liked Chris Paul. Why did he come to Houston? And it sucked. Because no one liked Chris Paul. Like,
how did they win almost 70 games 2 seasons ago? And one game away from beating the Warriors with Chris Paul.
They really choked it up then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Chris Paul didn't play that game. And what did James Harden do? Choke it away like he always does.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, when I say they, I should have said James Harden.
Yeah.
Not the team. Yeah, that was their best shot of doing it. I mean, and this is it, obviously. You know, these guys aren't going to get much younger. This is going to tie up their salary cap. So this is the squad they're going to run with for the foreseeable future. And I'm thinking between Westbrook and Harden, they're like, look, this is our best chance of our career to win a championship. Like now, this little window we have,
right now.
This is it.
Not because the Lakers will probably have a 2-year run where it's LeBron, and then LeBron will probably fall off the ledge when he's like, I don't know, 37, whatever, how old he is now.
I'll say about 3 years. This is the first year of that span.
The Clippers will have a little bit of a run. I think now's the time to strike, though, if you're the Rockets, man. There may be a little bit of time. I mean, it'll be tough. It'll be tough either way, but I'm just saying.
Where do you have the Clippers?
2.
You got them at 2. Why? If you think Kawhi Leonard's the best player in the league, who's stopping Kawhi Leonard on the Rockets?
I just think that there's going to be a little bit of a hangover and.
Hangover from what?
You know, Sean's always questioning Kawhi.
Not questioning, but skeptical.
I'm not skeptical. At the end of the day,
I'm surprised you call
Kawhi
him the best player in the league.
Kawhi's going to win the MVP. I just, you know, at the end of the day, like, were the Raptors the number one overall seed last year? They were, right?
No, they were the second.
They were the second.
They battled it back and forth for a while. Yeah.
Right? Now, Kawhi had an amazing regular season, but when did he turn it on?
Yeah, in the playoffs.
When it mattered most. Okay. Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, like.
So, when does James Harden, you know, not turn it on most?
Yeah, man, I hear you. But I do think that there's something to be said about a new team for Kawhi, a whole new team for Paul George. It's not like they're both going into the same situation, or they're joining someone in the same situation. They're going to a whole new team. They have to learn they have all new role players. Like, I just think that there's going to be some growing pains. And
Stock, bro.
At the end of the day,
essentially, you're telling me that D'Antoni is a better coach than Doc. That's what you're saying.
At the end of the day, no. What I'm telling you is that, yes, if I had to pick one player out of those 4 players, I would pick Kawhi as number 1. But I'd also put Paul George as number 4. Okay? If you're talking about the best talent, combined talent of a duo in the NBA, it's Harden and Westbrook, hands down. Hands down, it's Harden and Westbrook. Combined. Now, Kawhi may be the best player out of the 4. But when you're looking at combined talent, that's the way that I don't see any argument against that.
Okay. All right. Let's get to our sleeper teams then. Joel, we'll start with you. Which team do you have for your sleeper squad in the Western Conference?
I was battling back and forth between these two teams, but because Dame is who he is and how much he's proven himself over the last couple of seasons, I'm going to go with Portland.
Okay.
The other team that I was thinking about. Barring any, they almost
made my top 5.
Why does he get to do this every time you ask for 1? You know what I mean? Yeah, you always go to him first. And he gives 2.
Because I can.
Go ahead, man.
All right, the other team, real quick, because you know,
go ahead, man.
Sean here is fucking.
That's just like you made.
He's having an aneurysm over here.
You made your pick, and you didn't even explain it. You just Mister, I want 1 pick, but then I want another pick.
All right, Mister, you know, 5A and 5B and 5C. All right, then.
Explain them.
All right. Well, that's what I'm about to do. I'm explaining it right now.
Oh, you're going to explain the second team.
I'm going to explain the second team because
more
I think...
More than you explain your first team. That's what I mean.
Well, it's Portland. Portland was a top 3 seed all year last year. And I didn't even have them in my top 5 this year because I think the Clippers are better, obviously. I think if I can, you know, the Warriors, you can't sleep on the Warriors still. Mm-hmm. And
Nurkic up in the air health wise.
Yeah, Nurkic. He should be healthy midseason, maybe before. Who knows?
What about Hassan?
Hassan, that's a great pickup for them. And I think what's his name? The dude they traded Evan Turner for.
Ken Bazemore.
Bazemore, I think that's a great pickup
for them. That was a great pickup.
Great pickup for they need that third score.
That's a good upgrade or worse than last year. That's a good upgrade from Evan Turner. I think they're a little better.
They're better this year, but there's a couple teams that are also improved this year. Like if they was the same exact, you know, rosters last year versus this year, then I'm like, yeah, I'd put the Blazers number two. But you got these other squads. Even the Lakers have improved, fortunately, but it's the truth. It is what it is. This second team, barring any trades, because I don't think they're going to get a trade partner for Chris Paul, I think OKC makes the playoffs this year.
Wow.
Okay.
Even if it's the eighth seed.
And so think, you're not saying a sleeper team as in they'll win a series. You mean the team that will make the playoffs?
I think the team that's going to make the playoffs that everyone just assumed wasn't going to make the playoffs because they were going to get rid of Chris Paul blow up that team in general.
Chris Paul, the starting lineup there is not awful.
It's not awful.
It's like Chris Paul's, well.
You know, you got Chris Paul, you got Schroeder, you got Adams.
Mm-hmm. And you got a bunch of rookies.
What's the dude? That
guy? Don't sleep on Gilgeous-Alexander because now he's got the green light. He's going to be one of your top scorers in my opinion.
For that team. Yeah, it could do something. I mean, who knows?
Oh. Yeah, if they pick up some momentum in the second half of the season, you never know.
Narlings and the Wells guys. Come on, man. Pick them up.
I mean, the bench? It's crazy because you look at the past few years, like a team like, I don't know, let's say the Timberwolves. After all these years, do either one of you believe that they can make the playoffs? No. I don't.
No.
But Towns going to be traded.
Every year, we've been waiting for them to make that leap into the playoffs or at least just kind of make some noise, and it doesn't happen. So never.
They couldn't make the Jimmy Butler thing work.
I wouldn't be shocked if OKC just picks up some momentum and leapsfrogs them.
You know what that's called, Sway? That's called the KG curse. You fuck with KG, and KG will curse your fucking franchise.
All right, here's my sleeper team. Talking about duos in the NBA, I think a lock for the playoffs this year is going to be the Dallas Mavericks.
I know he's going to say it.
The Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, see, I thought about them, but they're really thin.
And Porzingis.
They're thin, man.
Don't matter. You have two.
Literally and figuratively.
Doncic and Porzingis. Those two guys are.
How healthy is Porzingis?
Did you see him in preseason? He looks pretty damn good.
It's preseason.
Is that a thing, by the way, or you just like to say his name like that?
Porzingis?
Yeah.
I just been saying that for.
Okay. I didn't know if that was like a nickname.
It's like Brad. You know, when Brad Stevens says someone's name, you just keep going with it.
Porzingis?
So when Sean started saying it, we just went with
it. Gotcha. How am I saying it wrong?
It's Porzingis.
What am I saying?
Porzingis. You knew it. You just wanted to hear us say it. What you're
doing. No. The reason I asked is because there's this guy. So this is a friend of mine
So how am I saying it?
No. The reason I asked is because there's a friend of mine that I talk sports with.
Say it again.
And he's a huge Knicks fan. And before he got traded, before Porzingis got traded, he would always say Porzingis.
That's way worse than what I'm saying.
And it drove me crazy. So I was just about to say, you're the third example of Porzingis' name that I've heard.
Let me guess. Is he black?
Okay. He's actually Latino. He's Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you can.
Why? You think he's struggling?
No.
Are you saying African Americans, they struggle with the
us Latinos too. Saying, when it comes to like the European names,
we just
say like whatever. We're just like, I think it's how you say it. I'm just going to say it.
We power through. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Porzingis. It drove me crazy every time he said it.
Shut up.
I don't know, man. I still think Porzingis is going to be the guy. I'm like, why do you say his name?
I always said it with a Latino accent. I think Porzingis.
No. Yeah. No accent. But it just drove me crazy. Like, I kept saying, okay, just call him out next time. And I never did.
Yeah.
I love this Dallas team, like, man.
Pierce.
I do.
Paul Pierce.
I do. Love it. Porzingis is back. He's going to be an FU tour. Doncic is going to be, I think, MVP candidate in the Western Conference this year.
No, man.
Don't forget Barea still on the squad.
They need that supporting cast, man. They don't have it.
They have enough. They have enough to make the playoffs.
Not in the West.
They got Courtney Lee.
Shout out to big Courtney Lee.
Not going to lie. Not going to lie. I don't even think Courtney Lee's on that team, bro.
Yeah, he is. He was part of that trade.
He's still on it.
One more season left on that contract.
He's still kicking, Sean. He's still kicking.
Yep.
All right, so for my sleeper team, a team that, I don't know, the last like 10 years has been in my top five or somewhere near it or championship favorite. But that's not the case this season. But I still think they'll make plenty of noise in the playoffs. I think this team could pull off an upset. I'm talking about the San Antonio Spurs. You know, you can't sleep on the Spurs. I feel like we've been saying that for years, but.
Oh, you're serious?
Yeah.
No, I thought you were going to be like, say something. Okay.
No, I mean,
No, you're right. You're right. No.
None of us have the Spurs in our top five,
I agree. Yeah. The Spurs haven't been in my top five in a little bit, but I always say, you're right. I always say, like, don't sleep on them, even though I didn't pick them as my sleeper team, but you're right. Yeah.
In my opinion, they'll solidify.
It's one of those things where you're like, they're going to make the playoffs.
They'll solidify a 6 or 7 seed. I don't think they'll be one of the teams that's like fighting for playoff berth. But I do think that they can pull off an upset in a best of 7 series. So that's my sleeper team. In terms of a team that'll make the playoffs, I'm going with the Kings. I think they add a handful of wins to their win total. That's something that they've been doing the last couple of years. And you look at this young squad, man. I got a firsthand look at these guys and De'Aaron Fox and all the young guys and that attitude that swag. They had it last year. They were still trying to fight for the playoffs, and they did make a little noise, but of course it fizzled out in the last 3 or 4 weeks of the regular season. But that's a team to look out for. I like them.
That's not bad. Not a bad pick.
Interestingly enough, none of us said the Pelicans, so none of us believe in the Pelicans.
No, Pelicans will be fun to watch, but I don't think they'll put together enough wins. I think they're going to lose a lot of close games, but it's a fun team to watch, though.
I mean, after the Pelicans, who else could you say, like, can make the playoffs?
Damn, you guys really don't like the Timberwolves.
No Timbies on this episode.
Yeah, no Timberwolves are out. Sorry, Tim. Suns ain't getting a lot of love here.
No, not yet. They'll improve from last year, but they won't be the worst team in the Western Conference.
It'll be a fun team to watch.
Yeah, I think it could come down between the Kings and the Pelicans, but I'll give the Kings the edge. Yeah, let's talk about the Lakers real quick though, because this is interesting from my perspective. I don't have them in my top five, but both of you guys do. So explain to me why you guys think that this supporting cast is enough to make them a top five team in the Western Conference. This team will make the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those guys that are thinking the Lakers don't have a chance of making the playoffs. I think they have enough, and I certainly think that they can upset a team in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because when you add a guy like Rajon Rondo, I'm still a believer in that. Playoff Rondo still exists, and it's going to be going off, I think, with guys like LeBron James and Anthony Davis, who, of course, he did play with in New Orleans, that familiarity. I think there's some to that, along with someone like Avery Bradley coming off the bench. I think there's something to that too as well. But the rest of that bench, the rest of that second unit, I'm not quite sure these guys have enough to put together a top five team in the Western Conference this year.
Well, I think that's why, though. Those three guys you mentioned, Rondo, AD, and LeBron, that's enough. Because LeBron, he already filmed the movie. He's done with that. So he's not going to play just 55 games this season. And you saw what he did with a whack-ass Cleveland team a couple of years ago. This team is better than that.
In a whack-ass conference.
Though. Exactly. Yeah, well, okay, all right, okay.
This team is in the East?
Cool.
Oh, man, they could win the East.
All right, no, you're right. But this time around, though, he's got a running mate. And, arguably a top five player in the league in Anthony Davis. So, Anthony Davis, Rajon Rondo, they've played together. They've played well together. So now you add LeBron to that mix. That's pretty much all you need to be a top five team in the West.
So you're including Rajon Rondo in like the core of the Lakers?
Yeah, because he's going to be the distributor. He just feeds those guys. That's all you need from him to do.
In terms of executing, especially in the postseason, I think that has to be expected, because if not, he wouldn't be on that team. Like if Rondo wasn't given that role, they would say, okay, this is going to be friction no matter what, because we need to give Rondo what he wants.
Anything else is a bonus. Like whatever Dwight Howard feels like giving you, whatever JaVale McGee wants to give you, that's an added bonus for them.
You guys watched Dwight last night?
No.
It looked pretty good.
I mean, he's got to be more motivated than he has in the last couple of years.
That's what Pop said, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Papa Pavone said the same
and
thing.
And he hates Dwight.
Yeah, I hate Dwight Howard, too. Yeah. But I watched him. I was like,
he's slim?
Yeah, he slimmed down a lot.
He looks like he's, a smarter player now. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yep.
Remains to be seen.
So I have the Lakers up there, but I do think it's going to be a lot of fool's gold. I think they could be a first-round knockout in the playoffs. I mean, if they're a four seed going up against the Warriors in the first round, or the Jazz in the first round.
Or the Blazers.
Or the Blazers in the first round.
That's tough, yeah.
I mean, I think
a team like the Blazers they could beat. But, all right,
but I just think that LeBron, what you saw from LeBron last year is what you're sort of going to start to see from LeBron every year.
No. I think he's got that one more. He's going to be in MVP conversations, I think. He's still got that one more MVP caliber type season left in him.
If that's the case, then that's bad news for the Lakers fans. And let me explain why. I think what LeBron has to do with this team, with this upcoming season, is going to be similar to what Dwayne Wade had to do in year two of LeBron and Dwayne Wade. He's going to have to say, look, Anthony Davis, this is your squad. You're the guy. You need to be the one that's going off. You need to be the one that could be an MVP candidate, because I got to save this for the postseason. Not even in the sense of like minutes or putting him on a minute restriction. More of a, you get more touches. This is your team. I'm more of the complimentary guy, and I'll get mine. Don't worry about that. But you have to set the tone, and I think he can do that.
Yeah. Anthony Davis is
that good. He's ready for that.
I think
he's been itching for this for years. I think he's not only ready, but I think he could take it up another level.
I don't think
we haven't seen it.
It's not that he's ready or not. Can he play a full season?
What makes you think that he can after last year?
If this was two or three years ago,
I would say that.
He injured his thumb. Not a couple days ago.
Aside from him not going, he's not going to be there for opening night. But you're making it sound like this dude's going to play like 50 games this year. I think he'll play more.
That was a report on every bone or body part that he's injured in his whole career, and it's a long list.
What did I say, Joe? It's a 3-year window. Okay, it's a 3-year window.
Hey, but we're talking about this season, though.
I'm not saying exactly. It's a 3-year window, and this should be his best one.
Okay, LeBron James has never taken the backseat to anybody, nor will he ever. And if he,
that's going to be a learning experience. Then,
if he does, it's for one or two games. He waits for that person to fail, and then he jumps all over it, and he comes in as a fucking hero.
I still think
he's a sociopath.
Are you telling me he's going to be that selfish in December?
Yep, in November?
Look, listen.
First time in trouble is going to be selfish.
I still think he can still take that quote-unquote backseat like you're talking about, Sway, but he can still put up MVP-type numbers where we're talking about 8 or 9 assists, 9 or 10 rebounds a game.
That's exactly what he did. That's exactly what Dwayne Wade did. When LeBron and Dwayne Wade went into year two, which is what led to a championship season for those guys.
Yeah, but I still think LeBron's first championship. I still think, though, he's still going to play that MVP type basketball, though. The Lakers need that.
I think
because they can't afford to be fourth or below fourth, in my opinion. They go fifth and they don't have home court in the first round. That's a problem.
No, they have to encourage the other guys. Kuzma's going to be another big piece as well. Avery Bradley.
Also injured.
Right off the bench, he's got to be one of those guys that steps up. And we haven't seen Avery Bradley put together a good season in quite some time.
Since his last season in fucking Boston. Another injury-prone guy. I love me some AB, but...
So then why do you guys have the Lakers in your top five?
Well, I have them fourth. I think if they go below that, it's going to be tough for them.
Yeah, I think they're made of fool's gold. I think there's a lot of expectations that'll be the best team in the Western Conference.
Well, you know how Sean feels about LeBron anyway. Yeah. So
LeBron James is on the fucking
team. I'm surprised he even has him in his top five.
Yeah, I just felt like I had to. But I just think, like I said, I would see him in the top four, but I do see them as a first round knockout. I do see them as just a shitting themselves in the biggest moments in the postseason, man. It's just they poop their pants.
All right, finally, before we wrap up this Western Conference preview talk, what makes the Warriors still relevant? Sean, let's start with you, because we all have them in our top five.
Steph alone?
Okay.
Steph and Draymond? I mean, the culture, they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be okay. I think there's a lot of expectations that are taken off them this year. They don't have to live up to hype this year. They can go out and just play. They're going to be okay. I think they have enough talent on that team to be a top five team easily. And if they do match up against the Lakers, I would pick them in six every day.
The same reason that they won it the first time, the first year, no one thought they were going to pull that off. They just, for the first time in 5 years, they're not the favorites. So they got something to prove. I feel like Russell offensively is a good substitution for Clay. I said offensively, right? Remains to be seen what he can do on the defensive side. But they could sustain that offensive power between Russell, Draymond, and Steph. And then everybody else kind of has to fall in line somehow.
Yeah, and speaking of MVP type seasons, I could see Steph having an MVP type season.
I could see that too.
Again,
that could happen.
He just goes and starts putting up 30 points a night.
Yeah.
That could happen very easily.
Is that your pick for MVP for the Western Conference?
No, man, I didn't say that.
All right. In my opinion, I think we're about to see Draymond Green's best season as a pro.
Right.
I think that's going to be what keeps them afloat, what keeps them one of the top teams in the Western Conference. I think his offense looks really good right now. I know it's preseason, but he just looks focused on another level. And I think that's to be expected when you know that, you know, Klay Thompson's not coming back anytime soon. When you know Kevin Durant's out of the city, I think he's excited for this opportunity to not only show what he can be as a top team or as a top guy on a top team, but he can also show that he can get it done on both ends of the floor. I mean, like offensively, that's one part of Draymond's Green that we've kind of been impressed with. but we haven't been like, oh yeah, that guy is about to go off right now. Well, I think we might see some of that this season. I really believe that. Draymond Green.
We saw it in the postseason when KD went down early in the playoffs. It was a different Draymond.
Right.
It was a totally different Draymond.
He flips this switch when he knows he has to. When there's, you know, the other guys aren't around, it's just something in him just comes out. We're going to see that all year long. In my opinion.
With Gobert winning Defensive Player of the Year the last couple of years, I think Draymond's like, you know what? I still got something to say on the defensive end. So look for that.
Yeah, I think they'll be all right. And plus, when Klay comes back, I mean, you got the Splash Brothers, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
You got the original team that won you a championship. Minus Iggy. And
you're going to need the other guys, though. That's the thing. You're going to need other guys up until then.
It shall be seen, but I think they have enough. They're going to be better than the Blazers, better than a lot of teams in the Western Conference.
All right, who's your MVP, Sean?
If you say Kawhi, I'm going to smack you.
Not say Kawhi, man. It'd be stupid to not say Kawhi.
No, but if you... We all want to say Kawhi.
But Kawhi. Yeah, you're saying that, but yeah, you're saying that the Rockets are going to have a better season, though.
I just explained
And they're going to come out of the fucking West, dude.
I just explained that to you, though.
No, but that doesn't make any sense
to me. It does. You can have the MVP on a team, but another team can be better. That happens all the fucking time.
So was Kawhi better last season than Antetokounmpo?
Regular season?
Overall.
No, Kawhi was the best player in the NBA.
So then who won MVP? Do you agree with that?
It's a regular season award.
And it's most valuable. It's not the best player award.
It's the best player award. But, I mean, no, I think it'd be stupid for me not to say Kawhi. But I'm it's because I won't say Kawhi. I won't say Kawhi. I'll give it to Russ. I think Russ is going to come out and have an MVP type season.
All right. Joel?
Meaning like it's 14.
Kawhi. Huh?
It's Kawhi.
14,
it's Kawhi.
14, and 14 for Russ. 24, 14, and 14.
That's Kawhi. Kawhi, like he actually got to choose the team he wanted to go to. So he's like, yo, it's on now. And I got to fucking choose pretty much as running mate.
Do you trust him though?
Do I trust Kawhi? What do you mean?
So do you trust him in team building? Like he basically built that team, right?
No, he basically said,
"I want this situation."
No, I want this situation, and I want Paul George. He's never had that. And I like the rest of the squad. He didn't choose everyone else. He just chose another running mate.
But he's never had that power before to say that.
You're right. You're right.
He's always been make the best of the situation and listen to the coach and things like that. Like
okay? So this is the best situation that he thought was for him. So. That's why he's going to go out and prove it, why he chose what he chose.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Kawhi, obviously.
Like Kawhi and fucking Doc Rivers, though. That's a duo right there.
Yeah. Hey, so who do you have as MVP?
Wild card. You guys ready for this?
You guys ready?
Nikola Vucevic?
Yes.
Nah, man.
Who?
The Joker.
Okay.
Jokic.
The guy that I said was like 20, 30 pounds overweight.
Mr. Fat Man himself.
Right. Mr. Doughboy himself. All right.
I mean, I want to say Kawhi, but you know what? I'm going Jokic. And
I can see that.
As much as I want to say Steph, if the Warriors finish fifth the way I have them, it'd be hard for him to win it. So,
I mean, Russell Westbrook won it as a fifth seed.
He also averaged a triple-double.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. If it's not Jokic, it's Steph Curry. How about that?
All right. My top four in MVP voting in the West would be pretty much everyone we said. Westbrook, Kawhi.
So, wait, you really think that Jokic. James Harden is going to give him the keys?
No.
Sounds like it.
I think you're going to see a very... I think it's going to be Westbrook's team, yeah. But I also think that it's going to be Westbrook's team because he's going to settle into a role of leader. He'll score 20 points a night, but he'll average like 15 assists and like 15 rebounds a night. You know what I mean? Like, he'll just do everything, and then he'll be like, James, fine, go score 40, whatever. But I'm doing literally everything else and leading this team. You know what I mean? Like, James Harden, I think, is going to turn into just a scorer. That's what he's going to be. He's going to have no talk about MVP.
Do you think it'll be a similar dynamic that we saw between Westbrook and Durant? Because that's the team that was one win away from knocking off the Warriors, which would have changed the landscape of the NBA, if you ask me.
Well, they both were in that situation. Harden was one game away from knocking off the Warriors a couple years ago. Westbrook was in the same situation before the Warriors won it their first year, or the second year.
With Durant.
So then who's the one that's going to be like, no, I can do it.
No, not Harden.
No, I can do it. Like, who's going to be the one that's going to
They're both not good in clutch situations in the playoffs. So,
but I think Westbrook has shown the ability that when he has talent around him, he can play.
No, you know what I think it's going to take?
As long as it's not like... I think he'll be fine with Harden taking the last shot. I think he will be.
Okay, but he has to come out and say that. One way or another. Like, either Harden has to come out and tell Russell,
you know what? I'm leaving it up to you. It's on you. Or Russell saying, Harden, I'm here. This is still your squad. I'm going to defer to you. They have to have that conversation. One of them has to give that up.
They probably will, wearing like the weirdest clothing.
You're probably right.
Yo, it's going to be a show.
Like, yo, that shower curtain, bro. It's on point, my man. It's on point. Yo, but that fucking, that lampshade you got on, bro. Even better, bro.
Yo, and is that an area rug? I never thought of putting that on the shirt, bro.
Especially nationally televised games.
Well, they're just going to walk in.
The craziest outfits. Yeah. This episode of the Causeway Street Podcast is powered by BetOnline.ag. The football season is in full swing. Get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. That's right. That's BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional ball. That's right. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser, straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can bet on wild prop bets, such as who will be the first head coach to get canned, and will the Miami Dolphins actually win a football game? That's right. You can win money on this stuff. Guys, you don't want to miss out on this. Get the fastest to-market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to BetOnline.ag. Make sure you use the promo code CLNS50. That's CLNS50. Head over to the website betonline.ag today, or you can use your mobile device to join and use the promo code CLNS50. That'll get you a 50% welcome bonus. That's CLNS50, betonline.ag. That is betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. All right, let's wrap this one up. The way we wrap up every single episode here on the Causeway Street Podcast, where we take our trip around the NBA with Joel's In Case You Missed It.
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 All right, in case you missed it, LeBron James, motherfucker, says that he's turning his focus from China to a championship.
Oh, James is getting the heat
after his fucking comments about Morey's tweet saying that Morey wasn't, quote, educated on the ramifications and the impact of sending a fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong tweet, talking about the anti-government protesters in Hong Kong. James.
Yeah, so in other words, he backpedaled from the comments of him pretty much supporting China and then trying to make it sound like, oh, wait, no, I wasn't. No, you guys don't understand. I wasn't supporting China. I was just, you know, letting everyone know that you got to be careful with what you tweet. It was a PSA to be careful when you're tweeting.
Come on,
LeBron. You know like what you were
dude,
doing, bro.
Like this dude. You're
trying to save your pockets.
Yeah, not only that, but this dude is someone that likes to pretend like, oh, no, I don't know what's going on. He's always acting like someone's bringing it up to him for the first time. Like, oh, did you know that there's, you know, protesters in Hong Kong burning your jersey? He's like, no, I had no idea. Yeah, you did, bro. You knew exactly what was going on. And you want to choose not to comment on it? Fine. But don't act like you don't know what's going on. You know what's going on.
Fuck LeBron James, man. You know what's going on. What did you expect him to handle this gracefully?
No. I was
like, did we expect him to like have some like world? Like, no, he sounds like a moron because he is a moron. He always has been a moron. He doesn't know how any of this works. All he's worried about is himself and his money. And this is affecting his popularity and his money. So he's going to, I don't know. I'll let my basketball do the talking now. I mean, he literally said the other day that you shouldn't tell basketball players to do the basketball, do the talking on the basketball floor. He literally said that the other day.
Yeah, because he, you know, they asked him, how do you feel about the things that you said? Like, did you feel like you were against the protesters? He was just like, no. He's just like, I just felt like I'm helping my team by focusing on my team and winning a championship and nothing to do with Hong Kong because we're not politicians. We're not, you know, it's all politics. But it's like, okay, so then why do you feel like you have to say something when it doesn't affect your pockets?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Exactly. You can't have it both ways.
You can't
speak out.
Either you shut up, don't say anything, or you say something and you stand by what you say.
And you know what? Even you can't be a guy who didn't say anything.
Yeah,
you can't tell someone else not to say anything. Now,
right, exactly.
Which is what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Like he got so mad when everybody, you know, not they weren't right, but they were saying, "Why don't they just shut up and play basketball?" Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got so mad about it, and now he's making
the chick from Fox News. Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's making it like this big deal about like, well, Morey's not a player, and this isn't going to affect him. This is going to affect the players. And it's like, yo, LeBron, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, not everything's about you, bro.
It's like, I'll be cheating on my teammates if I keep harping on this.
LeBron, you are a fraud because you can't go against the president of the United States and then say like, "Oh no, we're not. No, it's not in my place to speak about stuff like that." Oh wait, but you just went against the president of the United States in the past. You spoke up for the Black Lives Matter movement. You do all these political actions, or you speak out on these political issues, on these civil rights issues. And then when it comes to this, you're gonna backpedal. Don't say anything at all, then.
Yeah, exactly.
If you do, there's gonna be some ramifications on whichever side of the fence you fall on, and you just so happen to pick the side of the fence that protects your pockets and protects your paychecks.
Yeah, man.
That's not a good look for you.
I get it if he's not an international affairs connoisseur.
Then don't comment on it.
Don't comment
on
it.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but you know why he commented on it, right?
Go there, Steve. Why he commented is because his trip was ruined.
No. But he could have gone. He could have gone the Steve Kerr route. He could have gone the Steph Curry route and be like, you know what? I don't know a whole lot of information, even though we know that's bullshit. But like, just
nah, man. If you ask me, he got a call from the NBA. He got a call from the NBA. The NBA pretty much was like, look, we need one of our top guys to say something to make us look good for us to be in, to fall back into good graces with China. Yeah, and it was LeBron James.
But he doubled down on it though.
He doubled down on it because the NBA needed him to. That's the reason why he spoke out on this. You trying to tell me that he went into that game not expecting questions about China after everything that happened?
Well, he could have said, he could have shut it down.
You're going to say this, you're going to say that. Here's X amount of dollars. Whatever kind of deal they cut or whatever kind of conversation they had, he went into that scrum expecting that question and knowing how he was going to respond, and the NBA knew it too.
Okay, so then why did Adam Silver back up Morey and James didn't? I don't think the NBA got in his ear. I think he just assumed, like, you know what?
Listen,
I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and then if people don't understand it, then I'm going to explain it, but then I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm sort of with Joel.
I don't think the NBA got in his ear at all.
But I think LeBron James,
because he would have backed up Morey. He would have said, no, Morey didn't mean it. He just said, no, Morey was misinformed. He's not a politician. He shouldn't have said what he said, because now it's, in so many words, now it's affecting us, the players. Yeah. Me, my pockets.
Yes, that's what it is. He's all worried about his money, and now if Space Jam doesn't go international, then he's gonna be fucked.
You're right.
Gonna be a flop in the box office.
But that's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Look at someone like the Celtics. One of the Celtics' newest center, Enes Kanter.
Yeah.
Enes Kanter sacrificed so much to speak out against a country that not only wants him, but because of this country and because of this regime, he's unable to even see his own parents.
Yeah.
Imagine
his family. He hasn't seen or spoken to his family in 5 years. They canceled their passport. They canceled his passport.
His dad spent time in jail.
His dad's been arrested and incarcerated. He tried to get kidnapped. Oh, well, he didn't try to, but someone tried to kidnap him in Indonesia.
Kidnap me, please.
So, like, you know, when the
he pulled a Jesse Smollett.
For real. So, so he can't even leave to go to play against Toronto, dude. When Subs go against the Toronto in Canada, he's got to stay by.
He said in media day that they worked something out. I don't know. He was very vague on the answer, but we were just like, okay, so you'll be playing the Raptors in Toronto. Okay, good.
All right.
They left it at that, but he's all set. But he's had trouble in the past. But no, my point is that you don't think that he spoke out because he,
saying freedom is
because,
not free,
because of how he felt?
Of course. This is exactly.
Yeah, but he wasn't thinking about his dollars at that time, right? Because he knew damn well that no sponsors would pick him up. He would get no endorsement deals, and that's exactly what's happened ever since he did all this.
He's putting James in his place. Like, yo, you don't have no idea what it is to be on the flip side of this. And he does. And for Kanter, it doesn't matter if he's on CNN. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, local media here in Boston. He'll tell you his story, as long as you're willing to listen. And James is like, oh no, just because we all play in the NBA, we're good. Everyone here is good.
Yeah. So the problem with LeBron James is that once again he proved that he's just a fucking fraud,
and he tries to put out
this front, but it
Sean's
only
going to triple down on what he's been saying.
He only does it. He only does it when it's convenient for him, and when it's not convenient for him, listen. Okay, this is going to sound weird, but if he wasn't black, there's no way he would stand for Black Lives Matter, and if his whole fan base wasn't black, he wouldn't say anything about Black Lives Matter. Mm. You know what I mean?
Like listen to
like
what?
you don't see him standing up for anything else. You know, at the end of the day.
But why is that though? You think it's just because it was the trend at the time?
I think it was the trend at the time, and I think it's also going to help his image and his community and his fan base that he cares.
His brand in general. He's right. Sean is right, because look at a player like, if you want to take it that route, right? Look at a player like Joe Harris was asked about this, a white player, right? He was just in China in the FIBA World Cup, and he was asked, "Do you think if players speak out, it's going to affect their pockets?" He goes, "I'm already overpaid for what I do, and I'm blessed. I'm good." Like,
yeah.
If
that NBA contract is honored, no matter what,
exactly.
Like the only dollars that'll be affected are the ones outside of that endorsement deals, sponsors. That kind of thing.
And go back to LeBron James being a fraud. His legitimate answer to this.
Quadruple down.
Yeah.
His legitimate answer to the questions today was, you know what we should be talking about is my school. Oh, it's like, fuck you, bro. What the? That's what we should be talking about. People are getting murdered in China for no reason for standing up for their freedom. But you know what we should be talking about is all the good you're doing with your fucking school. It's like, no, you know what? Maybe, you know what? I think a school's a joke. I'm just going to put that out there. Yeah. It's probably a joke. My guess is it's probably a joke.
I don't think it's a joke, but I think a great follow-up would have been like, well, can you analyze what's going on in China? And
I feel like the media doesn't know how to ask him a question.
Like, how do you...
It's like, yo...
What makes you want to support what's going on in China? Or you can just flat out say you're not completely informed, just like the guy you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like, it's like...
The problem is, if you're...
I'll... Triple dub down. Yeah, on
what's the what word? How do you say that? I don't know.
He's a fraud because he's saying he's not informed enough to say something about it. LeBron, you're obviously
triple to the third power.
Yeah, triple double. he's obviously not informed enough to say that somebody else isn't informed enough. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, what is wrong with this
guy? That's true. No, you're right.
LeBron James.
The problem is the NBA
needs to just get sued
because they never have had to face an issue like this, luckily, but they've never had a poster child or like a spokesman, so to speak, or unofficial spokesman to be like, you know what, guys, this is what happened and this is how, you know, we're going to try to fix it. But no, it's like, well, these guys always have spoken up before in the past, like LeBron, like Curry or, you know, Popovich and the coaching side or Kerr. And it's like, okay, guys, save us, you know, make us understand why Morey said what he said. And they're just like, we're cleaning our hands of this.
Yeah, and you know what the worst part about this whole thing is? Is somehow LeBron James, again, talking about platforms, he has the biggest platform. He was looked at as like, wow, LeBron, when he did all that stuff for Black Lives Matter, he could be the voice.
Yeah.
He could be the, but you know what? He's a fucking fraud, and it takes away from all the other things that everyone else has done positive for Black Lives Matter. Yeah. People that are actually invested, the people that are actually invested in making a change. Yeah. He just said, oh, you know what? I could say the same thing, bro. I could say it. You want me to say it? Want to put a t-shirt on? I'll do it. Yeah, put me on camera. Look, Black Lives Matter, man. Yeah, that's fucking him. Meanwhile, there's people like literally going to jail for it. There's people that are fighting for it.
I'll wear a black hoodie, bro.
But it's all good. You want me to do what? You want me to miss a game?
team hoodie pick? Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we just put our hoodies on and everyone just look down. And
it's all, like, you know, as long as there's a camera there, of course. I'm okay with it because it's going to promote my brand. But
let's put on a shirt that says I can't breathe. Yeah, LeBron James. I'm all in.
Everybody who wants to, one time I got into it with like some random person
it was probably one of us.
It was some random person. My sister-in-law's Facebook post.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
No, those are the worst.
I was just like, yo, if someone was trying to defend LeBron James, the only reason why he gives money is so that he can then go on TV and say that he gave money. He doesn't want to just give money to make it better. He wants to get the publicity and the people to be like, oh, LeBron, wow. Wow. You did it this time, did you? You really did that? Like, it always has to be about him. And even when he's saying, hey, but what am I doing? I'm doing my school. It's my school. It's not like the money that I invested in the school so then people can do something.
It's their school.
It's my school. It's not your school. You're benefiting from the fucking school, you fucking no good motherfucking. Oh my god, man. That dude is the fucking worst. Like, just shut the fuck up.
Just when Sean was starting to warm up to LeBron in some sense.
I was never warming up to LeBron.
You were warming up to LeBron because he wasn't the.
Yeah, you agree.
He wasn't the clear cut best player in the NBA anymore. So you were kind of like, LeBron's LeBron. You weren't like complaining as much about him this past season.
Not that, but it's Trump comments too. You're like, yeah, you know, it's the first time I agree with LeBron. But
yeah.
But that's what I mean. It's in his advantage to say shit about Trump. He actually probably doesn't believe it. My guess is that if Trump was like, hey, LeBron, you know, do you want to get in a business deal with me? Will you make, you know, $500 million? LeBron would be like, yeah, what am I going to do?
Yo, talk to my guy.
Yeah, talk to my guy.
All right, Joel, what else did we miss?
All right, in case you missed it, Gerald Green sidelined with a broken foot, which initially was going to miss a few months, done for the season.
You know what? I heard about this earlier today.
Fuck. It's official?
We just fucking told you. That's why.
It's official now?
Yeah, it's unlikely done for the season, according to reports.
Damn it.
That's a huge loss.
It was on a 1-year deal. So
it's a huge loss, especially in the playoffs. He comes up, he shows up for that team, and also he gives them that 3-point shooting that they also rely on. Man, that's a tough loss, man.
Don't worry.
Too bad.
Rockets will still be there.
Yeah. Well, get well, Gerald.
R.I.P. Baby.
In case you missed it, speaking of a former Celtic, rumors going around. I mean, we did touch upon it last week a little bit when it came to the possibility of Al Horford actually staying around. Had he known about Kemba Walker? But now there's rumors saying that the Celtics could have executed a sign-and-trade, a three-way sign-and-trade with...
Oh, hachi-machi.
...with Brooklyn and the Hornets.
Yeah, that was going around at the time. That was the rumor. They thought that the only way you're going to be able to fit Kemba on the team was by doing a three-way trade. That's why that whole thing happened, really, when they were like, oh, maybe, remember there was a minute they were like, maybe Al will come back too. And then Al signed with the 76ers. They were like, you got to do a three-way trade, but Brooklyn had to agree to it.
And he had to agree with it. He was going to become a free agent. Then we're like, all right, we're going to denounce your rights and then sign you that way.
I believe he would have had to opt in, right?
Something like that.
I think he would have to opt in, and then they would have to do a three-way trade. I thought that was the rumor, but
I just think either way it was tricky because there's just not enough cap space.
And the Brooklyn wouldn't have fucked with you.
That's what I'm saying. Brooklyn, yeah. I think, yeah. They made it seem like it was up to Al. They're like, look, we got this, you know, this three-way trade on the table. And Al was like, nah, I'm already agreed to, you know, with Philly and I'm gone, whatever.
And Brooklyn probably like, well, we could just sign Kyrie and Durant.
Exactly.
And then
yeah. So I don't think Brooklyn would even want to help the Celtics in that aspect. They're like, yo, no, like we're going to help you guys. Like, no, it's great that Kyrie wants to sign with us, but
Let's just sign him straight up.
Like, yeah. we don't need to deal with you to do that.
He's right. Unrestricted, Boston. Right. That means I can do whatever the fuck I wanted it.
Get out of our face.
Yeah, that was a part of the report that I was like, wait, why would Brooklyn want to help the Celtics? That doesn't make any sense. So,
like, the last time we did this, we fucked us. Right? The last time you did this?
You took advantage of Prokhorov and that, no, we're not doing that.
Now look at you, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum.
Must be nice, huh?
Oh, look how the agent's going to bridge the gap.
James Young. Oh, yeah. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Oh, we're going to have to rebuild for so long. Yeah. Eastern Conference Finals the past couple years, huh? We're sitting over here trying to fight for the playoffs.
You don't know what we went through to have the team that we have now.
Well, speaking of Jaylen Brown, in case you missed it, the Celtics apparently have offered Jaylen an $80 million extension. To which Jaylen says, I think I can do better.
And he's damn right.
Then he'd add that fifth year.
That's what I think that fifth year would have been.
No, I don't think
different.
It's the fifth year.
You know why? Because there's a difference between 80 million towards 100.
I think they're one digit off, okay? I think it's triple digit numbers that he's looking at right now.
Okay, that's what we said. We just said 100 million. That's what. One more year would have given him 100 million.
80 plus 20 is 100.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say. I don't know what you were trying to say. That you meant like 5 years, 90 million or something.
No, 5 years, 100 million. So another year with 20 million.
Yep.
I still don't think that's enough. I think he wants 104 at least.
Okay. 5 years, 104 million.
What?
104? Or are you saying 104?
104 years.
So you're saying 25. Oh.
25.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a good starting point. I think the good part is that we're not starting at, hey, we'll give you the max deal, right? That's good.
Well, for those,
when you look at the payroll, if I'm Jaylen, I'm like, okay, Hayward, Walker, why are they flirting with 30 and I'm not?
Well, I mean, with the Celtics picking up Tatum's fourth year option, he's going to get paid, you know, nearly 10 mil. Why is it so hard for Celtics fans to believe that the Celtics could sign both of them at max money? Wasn't that the future?
They can sign them both, yeah. But I don't think they want to sign them both to max money.
No, I understand that, but like, right, like for those that don't believe Jaylen is worth at least 20 mil right now, what have they been watching? What have they been watching? Like even Sean, who wasn't the biggest Jaylen Brown fan,
was the biggest anti fan.
Yeah.
See, I think that's the reason why the Celtics are thinking to themselves, okay, this is the absolute best we can do. If it doesn't take it, then screw it. We'll deal with it later.
Like, but the fact that they're offering.
They did what they could.
Yeah, the fact that they're just offering them, that's fucking great. You know what I'm saying?
If that's the starting point that I think you could legitimately see. Maybe something along the lines of 4 and 100. I mean.
I think you have to start there.
Or you could go 4 and 90. I mean, that would be legit. 4 years, 90 mil. And that's like 23, 22 and a half.
Yeah.
22 and a half AAV.
If you're Jaylen, though, would you do that?
I would, man, because
I would if it was 100. If it was like, you know, 20 for 5 years, I would. Because you're getting $100 million.
I told you guys this last week. I would do it because I don't want to get fucking traded. If I'm on the last year of my deal.
I don't think he's thinking like that, though. I think, and now that he's hired an agent, I think what he's hearing, what he's being told right now is, Jalen, you are potentially a top three free agent next season.
Yeah.
There is no chance that you'll get any offers anywhere near 885.
No.
The deadline's coming up.
No, not only that. Well, it was a report by Yahoo Sports.
Yeah, Chris Haynes.
Yeah. LeBron's boy. Ironically enough.
So who?
It's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Good dude.
Who, he seems like a cool dude.
Did it say his source?
They talked about, like, you know, that his agent.
His agent said
his
it?
His agent obviously has, they've been talking back and forth with the Celtics.
And then a league source came forward and said that Jalen Brown wanted more.
Yeah.
$80 million wasn't
enough. They seeking, you know.
So,
here's the quote. The quote is that he believes in his ability to be a star and he's pursuing a bigger offer. That was the quote.
But who said it?
A source of Jalen's camp.
Oh, okay. Because I think if the Celtics are releasing this news, that's because they're trying to be like, hey.
The Celtics never released this kind of news.
But it could be like,
they really don't.
But if they know, Jalen's going to want $35 million. And
like the Celtics still have yet to release about, you know, like Taco Fall converting into a two-way contract.
But I'm saying it could be strategic, right? So yeah, the Celtics are like, we talked to Jalen. We offered him something fair, $20 million a year. He said no. And then when he comes to the end of the summer, they could be like, yo, we offered him 4 years at $80 million. You know what I mean? That was fair. And if he walks, then they could say we tried. You know what I mean?
Well, I just think that makes it that much harder if they don't come to an agreement before this deadline. Next summer, because it's a weak free agent class. I mean, I don't think he's going to get traded, because if that was the case, how come his name was never thrown into any like trade talks? We assumed, but like the Kawhis, the fucking Jimmy Butlers, the Paul Georges, who else did we talk about that potentially could have gotten traded here? AD. If Ainge didn't want to put Jalen Brown into those deals, who else are they going to consider trading?
Yeah, I just think all the situations are unique in itself, though. Like especially now. The Anthony Davis thing, because you throw in his agent and you throw in the fact that he was set on going to LA no matter what. Why were you going to trade for someone for 1 year?
No, I got you. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, in the past, the last, like, year and a half, 2 years that Jalen's been in the league, those have been, like, reports that, like, Danny's like, no, I don't want to get rid of Jalen. So, with this offer that, like, I didn't even think they were going to tell them you were going to even do that. That speaks volumes to me.
It does. It certainly sends a message. And if you're Jalen Brown, you have to, you know, keep that in mind. Because if he does, which I do expect him to, enter free agency.
Jalen's going
to
get paid either way.
He's going to get paid. So then now you're putting yourself in a space of, you know, potentially increasing your chance of leaving the Celtics. But at the same time, for the people who are surprised that the Celtics did this, they shouldn't be. Because $80 million, I think, is about fair for someone like Jalen Brown, who still has a ceiling above him and has been showing nothing but great signs that he's going to step his game up another level this year. It's not going to happen, but if the Celtics manage to pull it off, it would be perfect for me.
I think if the Celtics really want him, they're going to have to put it at $100 million price tag. And I think if you get to that triple digit mark, however you get there, I think he'll sign it. I think he will. Yeah. If you go 5 years.
That's your squad, though. I've been saying that for months.
Yo, it's your squad either way. If you let him. So here's the thing. If you let him go to restricted free agency and somebody's going to throw him the max.
Yeah.
If you do want him, now you have to sign him for $30 million a year. Then the only way you're going to be able to keep this is then when Hayward re-ups for his last year. When he walks, then you got to give that same contract to Jason Tatum.
You really think he'll command $30 million?
Yeah.
So then we're talking about a borderline all-star season at least.
Have you seen, like, the Mavericks, like, filler roster? Have you seen, like, even though I picked them because I think they have a good core, like...
But you're talking about an all-star season or all-star caliber season at least, because you're not making that kind of money unless you do that.
I think the Celtics know that Jalen's about to have a monster season. They're like, let's lock him up. And like, that's, you know, false. Cheaper than fucking...
Jamal Murray never made an all-star team.
Yeah.
He's not making 30 mil.
Yeah, he is.
Making close to it.
32, I think.
Well, you're right, because... No, you're right, because his new deal doesn't start until next season, but 28,
yeah.
Yo, he's making...
Making 160, right?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, that starts next season. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
160, 170, something like that.
Yeah, I think it's closer to 170. But, I think...
but then we go back to our conversation that we had like a month ago. Is he a cornerstone player, franchise player?
I think Jamal Murray is.
Here's the thing. There's some value. Jokic,
Jamal Murray is that guy.
But there's some value there. If you can get a guy that you think can be a borderline... If you can get the third best player on your team locked up at... $20 million price tag, where everybody else in the league right now is getting locked up for $30 million price tag, then you have value.
Yeah.
Because then instead of being so locked up against the salary cap, all you can do is have your three stars who are making $30 million each and then bring in veteran minimums. You can go out and spend a little money on other guys who could make you better.
What
or
about, what about
you
this
can
scenario?
Sign another rookie that comes up.
What about this scenario? Jalen goes, you know what? Fuck it. I just go into free agency. I don't care. I'm going to get my money. Celtics lose him. And then Gordon Hayward has a good season this, you know, this upcoming season. And he can opt out next year. Then he opts out. Then what? He's done. He's like, oh, I'm. You lose two wings.
It's a lot of Carson and Grant Williams after that. And that ain't Sean's plan, man. I ain't going there. They blow it up again this year, and they lose Jalen and Gordon.
Kemba's in his 30s.
Jamal Murray's at 170.
There you go.
I thought it was 160.
That's what we've been trying to tell you, man.
I thought it was 160.
This guy's doubt us over there.
Thought it was 160.
What's the AAV on that motherfucker?
Damn, bro.
32, right?
Something like that. It goes up. It goes up.
32.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Right? That's 32.
So I think the Celtics want to lock him up because if Gordon bounces, even if he opts in, you're like, well,
Gordon's gonna opt.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying though. But what if he, you know, has a type of season where most are expecting him to have close to, you know, he's Utah. He's Utah. You know, Gordon, and Gordon's like, why do I just want to just have one guaranteed year if I can have four guaranteed years?
What's a more likely scenario is that they trade Gordon.
Okay.
And then try to risk signing Jalen when it comes time next year.
Then you could still lose both for nothing.
That's a tough piece to trade, man.
Yeah, for real.
I've been saying
there's
that
a lot of Danny. Without getting everyone's sort of like, you know what? Don't worry about the deadline. No, Danny waiting to go past this deadline with Jalen Brown is a gigantic risk.
Yeah, it is.
Gigantic risk.
I agree.
The fact that we're not just ponying up the money to sign a guy that you want to obviously build around.
Yeah, it's different. It's different if you don't even offer him anything. You're just like, you know what? We should
like take give him $100 million, goddammit.
If you don't offer him anything, that's fine. But if you offer him 80 and it's like,
and then you,
just
and like, you stay there.
Yeah, just like, what's one more season? Give him the fucking, or give him the 20 mil, give him the 100 at four. Make that fourth year an option.
That would be all that I would do though. All that I would do.
Yeah. It's between 20 to 25 mil. I ain't going beyond that.
Until you
have the monster season that you're saying you're going to have, or, you know, that you're projected to have.
That's what I'm getting. Cause you know me. I would say throw Brown in every single deal, left, right, center, everywhere. And now that we didn't, you can't bail on it now. Yes. You had him as a trade chip. And I was yelling to trade him. Get something for him.
Yeah.
Now it comes to, hey, give him money. And you're like, oh, actually, we don't know if we're feeling that confident about him. Then why the fuck didn't you trade him? You know what I mean? You had so many opportunities. I'm with you, man. Like, give him the fucking money.
You didn't want to throw him in for the Kawhi, reportedly. You didn't want to throw him in for AD.
The Kawhi thing.
So let's throw him in for Steven Adams.
I don't think we're
quite ready. Hold on. How about Bradley Beal?
I don't think we're quite ready for that. Actually, we're just going to let him walk for nothing.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. Instead.
Oh, wait. How about Cat? Let's throw him in the Cat deal. You know, come on, guys.
Really?
No, I mean, you hear his name being thrown around.
Yeah. Oh, do that yesterday. What are you talking about?
For Cat? It's going to take a lot more than Jalen Brown to trade for Cat.
Hey.
That includes probably Tatum as well.
Now get the fuck out of here.
All right,
that,
then.
Bro.
Okay, then. That's what I'm talking about.
You could build a package around Jalen Brown for Karl-Anthony Towns. He's gone anyways. He's not going to stay in Minnesota.
He just started his new extension this year, this upcoming season. 5 years.
All right, whatever.
What was that?
The moment that they didn't want to extend Jimmy Butler last season, they were like, okay, our focus is on you, Kat. You've always been our guy.
He's like, yeah. He's like, wait, no.
Wait, so you guys are not going to sign that guy, right? Yeah, okay. Five-year deal.
No,
done.
Shit.
You're our guy. You're the face of the franchise. You won't make the playoffs, but fuck it.
Danny, if you didn't trade his ass all those years, you might as well get the deal done now. Just get it done. You know what I mean?
Say yes.
All that confidence you've had in him, then prove it. You have the confidence in him. Yeah.
Pay him. Fuck you. Pay me.
In case you missed it, Robert Williams III was only on the floor for 3 minutes against the Cavs the other night. Suffered concussion-like symptoms after taking an elbow from Kevin Love.
See, I thought it was from Carson Edwards.
No. Carson Edwards also took an elbow, but he went the other way. He didn't leave the game. He just went off.
Manned up.
So Robert Williams scheduled day to day. He's being reevaluated.
Hey, can't mess with concussion like symptoms, man.
I just feel like this guy can't catch a break.
No, he can't. He also can't play very well so far in the preseason, but that's just another thing.
his best game, you know, that's, it's not saying much, but it was against the Cavs in the at the Garden.
Hey, what about Vincente Poirier? Looking pretty good out there.
Yeah, I think he needs more minutes so that he can prove.
There you go.
What he has, but that's just me.
Also, my boy, Carson Edwards, huh?
You mean your boy? Can we shit on you for a little bit on that?
I want to stand my ground here.
Oh, are you backpedaling now?
Are you LeBron in it right now?
That was sarcasm.
What did you say again? You called him a poor man's like.
No, he called Smith. He called him a irresponsible J.R. Smith because he said J.R. Smith. No, and then we were talking about Eddie House.
I said irresponsible Eddie House. I said J.R. Smith is an irresponsible Eddie House.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say that's the most irresponsible guy you mentioned last week.
I think so. Here's one thing that I'll say. Okay, there was like six straight quarters where Carson Edwards sucked, okay? Then all of a sudden he hit 8 3-pointers in 5 minutes and everyone's like, wow, he's the best player ever. He's a mirage.
He might have had.
He's going to be a streaky shooter.
Okay,
he's going to be the most frustrating player to watch.
He had a bad game against Orlando.
Bad game,
okay? But the other games, the first game against the Hornets, the two games against Cleveland, obviously the last game against Cleveland. In Cleveland, he was balling up.
My nickname for him is the Mirage, man, because it looks great, but really it's detrimental to the team.
What was the text there, Sway? Oh, I take everything back I said about Edwards.
Yeah, you're going wrong. Off.
I was wrong on Edwards.
You were going off.
Like if I could hear the text, that's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, it was fun to watch, but it's just not healthy. It's not healthy.
I think it's healthy in the sense that he still has he's still grounded, man. He just has that attitude about him, and this doesn't mean he's going to play 20 minutes a game this season, but he's going to be a piece. He's going to be a rotation guy. He'll be in the rotation.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be frustrating because he's not going to not shoot, and that's my biggest thing is he's not going to not shoot.
But that's all you got him for.
I get that. I get
that's all you got him for. So in 10-15 minutes of playing time, shoot, go nuts.
Okay, here's my thing. I know he made 8 fucking 3-pointers, and that's fucking amazing. All right, I'll give you that. Right? It's hard for me to knock on him today, but I'm just saying.
9. He made 9.
He was just heat checking. You know what I mean? Like that's such an irresponsible way to play basketball. Heat check.
So then why? So why is it cool when Steph does it? Why is it cool when fucking James Harden does it?
Cool when Steph does it because Steph's one of the best basketball players in the NBA. And at the end of the day, it's not a get ball chuck up with Steph. It's like work with the offense, come off an off-ball screen, take the ball, and probably shoot it. And Steph's the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Steph literally crosses half court and he's chucking away. But I'm not saying that that's what Carson needs to do.
But you know who else has done that?
But it was a preseason game where there was 7 guys available to play against Cleveland?
All I'm saying is it was fun to watch.
It's fun to watch. I get what you're saying, but I don't think he's going to do that, obviously.
It's going to be detrimental to the team.
But he's not going to do it like that.
The one thing that he's shown me is that he will not let the ball move after it touches his hands. The second it touches his hands, that ball's going up. Whether it's a good shot, bad shot, contested shot, wide open shot, fade away.
Yeah, but
Sean. Lean in, he's going to jack him up. And
you got to focus in on his release, though. It's a quick release. Right. He's not a guy who's going to dribble around much.
It could be a good. It could turn up. It could turn into a good thing on some nights. But
Isaiah used to do the same thing when he just came in Celtics. That's exactly what he was told to do.
Okay, but that was a different team. That was that team legit. Like if this team has enough offensive firepower between the players that are going to play, that they don't need some dude coming off the bench irresponsibly though. Jacking up
Not off shots. The bench. How much offense do they really have realistically coming off the bench?
Yeah, I just think at this point, it's yet to be seen. I just don't want people to start drinking the Kool-Aid on Carson Edwards and saying that he's our savior off the bench and he's the next Isaiah Thomas. I heard that. Wow. I heard he's the next IT.
You can't believe everything you hear.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You can't believe everything you hear,
bro. Are you kidding me, bro? He's the next IT?
Don't believe everything you hear, bro.
I also heard that Taco Fall is going to be a future defensive player of the year.
So. He's the next Will Chamberlain, so okay.
This is what Celtics fans do.
I heard that on The Ringer.
Wait, what?
Well, that's
Edwards?
Ringer.
Edwards? You know who runs The Ringer, right?
Yeah, Bill Simmons.
Okay. Okay. Upset.
It wasn't Bill Simmons, though.
It doesn't matter. He runs that shit.
And they're like, you better say he's the next Isaiah Thomas.
He's got his fingerprints. He's got his fingerprints all over that bitch.
Yeah, Bill Simmons.
Yeah, yeah.
Love Bill the writer. Bill the commentator. Not so much.
I know. Just pump the brakes on Carson Edwards, please.
All right.
Because he also needs to play some type of fucking defense, all right?
All right.
All I'm saying is
soccer shorts.
All I'm saying is, he got hit in the head too, but he went off instead of fucking leaving the court.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not tough. Just saying he needs to just chill out just a tad.
Tremont Waters. Just like Tremont Waters had a ball game.
Ah, see now Tremont, I do like Tremont. 24
points, 7 assists. He killed.
You know why I like Tremont?
You know why? On a two way deal.
You know why I think he has a better chance of getting more minutes than Carson Edwards this year?
Well, he won't though because he's going to be up in Maine more.
Defense. Tremont can be a pest. Last night he looked really good on the defense.
Are you preaching to me about defense when you're talking about James Harden? Yeah, being you guys better still than doing this
right now?
Kawhi Leonard.
I'm on the trade. I didn't say James Harden. I said Russell Westbrook.
Even worse.
And on the trade machine over there making moves.
Making moves.
Oh, shit. We're just going over here, Carson. Hey, I'm just saying. Okay, you know, I'm going to leave it at that, at Carson.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
Get to be seen. That shit ain't going to be all night.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll just have you know people keep shitting on you when it comes to Carson Edwards.
I'll be right in the end. until he shaves his head.
Happy 42nd birthday to Celtics legend Paul Pierce.
The truth.
Paul, hey, happy birthday Paul.
This week.
He liked he liked one of our posts.
He's fucking was killing it all over IG.
Yo, he's coming on the show.
I hope. That might be the next move.
One day, stay tuned, listeners.
Good looks, Paul. If you're listening, we would like you to be on our show. Just so you know.
If he did listen, he wouldn't listen this far in. Look, he's got shit to do.
Well, he could be a fan, man. I can see Paul. You know what?
We'll just keep tagging him on all our posts. Even if it has nothing to do with him, and he'll be like, "All right, guys,
we'll just keep DMing him." He's like, "Hey, I'm actually not a part of this podcast. Why do you guys keep tagging me?"
That means he's listening. All right, all I got for this edition of In Case You Missed It. Obviously, as always, follow us on all social media outlets at Causeway Street and hit us up on causewaystreet.com for all your latest Celtics rumors, news, and opinions and sway.
Stay tuned for other articles, other stories I have, other columns I have on causewaystreet.com. Man, I got a lot of content coming out between now and the start of the regular season. I'll also be in Philly for the season opener between the Celtics and the Sixers. So stay tuned for that, man. I got plenty of content for you coming.
And we got our Eastern Conference preview on next episode.
That's right. That's right. We'll get you ready for the season opener right before.
That should be a short episode.
If you thought the Western Conference was good, wait till next week.
It's probably just going to be more of a Celtics preview, but we'll see.
Yeah, basically. We'll see.
Maybe a guess. Who knows?
Maybe a little more Carson Edwards bashing, too.
It's going to be Celtics talk, Sixers, and Bucks discussions.
I'm a big fan of the Heat this year.
Oh, and don't sleep on the Pacers.
Miami.
That's my sleeper team. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Buckets.
Hey, you're not the first person to say that. We'll see. But stay tuned. We got plenty of stuff coming at your way. Guys.
That was our Eastern Conference preview, guys.
All right, man. Season opener. Season opener coming soon.
Later.
Peace.